If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody. Welcome to another Talking Simpsons interview. This is one of your hosts, Bob Mackey. And if I write a book, I hope they tell me when it comes out who is here with me today.
Henry Gilbert in my book is mostly transcripts from the Oliver North trial.
And you might be thinking, Bob and Henry talking about books? Has the world gone topsy-turvy? Well, mister, we're talking to you about books because Allie Gertz and Julia Prescott of the Everything's Coming Up Simpsons podcast have a new book out called 100 Things the Simpsons Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And we're about to talk to them all about their new book full of trivia. And as the title says, things to know and do before you die.
It is a death curse. The book is a death curse.
Once you read it, you have 30 days.
But hey, at least it'll be a Simpsons-filled 30 days. But no, Allie and Julia, they are super cool. They, in case you're brand new to our podcast, just a couple months ago, back in the summer of 2018, they invited us onto their podcast, and we did kind of a dual crossover of them on our show and us on their show, and we flew down to LA for it, and they were super awesome and giving them their time, and we recorded a ton of stuff in LA. And so this is us checking back in with them now that their first book together is out, all about Simpsons facts. And
it is.
And it has a foreword by Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein as well, who are friends of all of us, really.
Yes, we're going to go camping soon, I know it. But now you, the listener, might be thinking, what advantages does this book have over, say, an encyclopedia, which I could also afford? Well, I think Allie and Julia do a good job of letting us know in this interview. I'm excited to read this book. I'm about to crack open my copy right now and let them know how I feel about it.
No, me as well. And I also, in this little chat we have with them, we get to hear more about how they got together and even started doing a Simpsons podcast, which is actually rather similar to me and Bob's origin story, except ours
with women in it.
With women in LA instead of men in San Francisco.
So yes, now that you've heard us introduce this little interview, listen to the interview. It's great. We are here with Julia Prescott and Allie Gertz. They are the hosts of Everything's Coming Up Simpsons, and they have a new book coming out called 100 Things the Simpsons Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So, Allie and Julia, you are on the competing Simpsons podcast. We're all friends here. And we really wanted to know how both of you got into podcasting, this crazy world that we inhabit.
Yeah, I got into podcasting from doing a previous podcast called, what was it called? It was about Twin Peaks, and it was called
Fire Talk with Me.
It's
so good.
Thanks so much. Yeah. And Julia was a guest on it. And Julia had her own previous podcast.
Yeah, I did a podcast called Friday Night Film School. I was going to say Film Club. Friday Night Film School with comedian Dave Child. And it was a podcast where we interviewed comedians and director people and other, you know, creative friends about what their favorite cult movie was. And so that, of course, required us to watch a cult movie a week. And it was great because it opened my eyes to a lot of films that are now, you know, some of my favorites of all time, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls and, you know, other stuff like that. But it was a little bit more labor intensive than watching an episode of The Simpsons, let's say.
Yeah. And so the two of us were friends that connected over our love of The Simpsons. And we kind of very quickly both realized that we independently had thought about starting our own Simpsons podcasts in one way or another. And it only made sense that the two of us join forces.
Yeah.
Initially, the show was going to be called best episode ever.
Yes.
But it was taken by a podcast that I think reviews commercials from
the '50s. Here's the thing: this is like the classic internet thing of like, they're holding down a title, and I don't think they've even been active with it forever. And I guess we could have reached out, but I was partially afraid that it would be one of those classic internet stories where it's like, hey, can I get that, you know, website domain from you? And they're like, yes, for $40,000.
And you've already agreed.
Oh, no! But I think that what the name we landed on originally, Everything's Coming Up Podcast, was great, and then switching it to Everything's Coming Up Simpsons feels natural, and I don't even remember that old podcast.
I do miss us being E-Cup.
Yeah, I do miss us being E-Cup.
But E-Cus is cool, too.
Yeah, because it's a harder, edgier.
Yeah.
You're cussing.
It's like an online swear word.
Crap, hell, damn.
Yeah. Well, but then to go off of that, Allie and I, we started being super indie, recording it in, I feel like we bounced around between your kitchen, my kitchen.
Another friend's kitchen.
Oh, that's right. We started another friend's kitchen. We just did a kitchen tour for a little while. And then eventually, I want to say a year and some change in, we got scooped up by Feral Audio, which is now a defunct podcast network. But we had a good time when we were there. Other podcasts from that network included The Doughboys and, you know, a bunch of different other podcasts. The Harmontown podcast was on there. And then they closed. And so now we're here at our home at Maximum Fun,
which we love so much. Yeah, it's a nice little family here. And the rest is herstory.
I've found that guesting on other people's podcasts are auditions to eventually find a host for a future podcast you will do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also really hard, you know, to, like, you can't, like, go through a dating process with somebody that you're about to have, like, a creative partnership with. So I think that in that way, Allie and I got severely lucky. Because it just clicked instantly, and we're very sisterly in our creative bond in that way.
Yeah, it's actually one of the, because we're, as I'm sure everyone relates to, because, you know, busy people with varying types of jobs and commitments and, you know, aspiring to do so many things, it's very rare to find time to build a friendship when you're at this stage in your life. And so it's built-in friendship time for us, where we get to learn more about each other through The Simpsons. And it's such a good way, because a lot of our show is very philosophical. We like to talk about the politics, and we like to talk about the emotions behind things more than the trivia, which, you know, I think what's so nice is that your podcast works complementary to our podcast, where we're covering the same episodes, but in very different ways.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's room for all. I'm had enough with this rivalry. All right.
No,
stop putting flaming bags of shit on our podcast front porch.
There's a lot of vicious rumors out there.
Well, in like your Simpsons fandom too is I think a little different from ours, Justin, that you're a little younger than me and Bob, I think. If not,
bless you.
I mean, I'm 27.
This was not my way to ask you guys your age. I did not want to. Sorry, I apologize.
I'm a Pisces.
I'm an Aries. Long Beach. April 6th, 1988 is my birth date. My license number is
my star sign is
my home address. If you want to write me, my husband's bank routing number is, let's see.
How can we trust you if you were born after the Tracy Ullman show? That's ultimately what we want to ask.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's like the 60s, like, don't trust anyone over 30 bullshit. I'm not hearing that.
But it's really don't trust anyone under 30, because they can't appreciate The Simpsons in the way that an old person
does. I think you're right.
No, I kid. Ugh, I hate that I use that. Like, Bill Maher says that shit. Oh, I hate I said I kid.
We forgive you.
Okay.
We should roll into talking about the book. Where did this idea come from? Were you approached to write this as being Simpsons knowledge havers? How did it all come together?
Yeah, so there is this great publisher, Triumph Books, and they have been publishing this series, which is like 100 Things Blank Fans Must Know and Do Before They Die. And I don't recall exactly how they found us, but, you know, it was after we had signed with Feral and were kind of climbing the charts in that way and broadcasting our fandom. And so... an editor from Triumph had reached out to us and said, hey, you know, we do the series and we have been trying to get more into these sort of like TV, film, pop culture type areas. And we think that you guys would be, you know, the perfect match for, you know, the kind of book that we want. And we are also, Allie and I respectively write our things, and we are active in the TV industry. And, you know, Allie's the editor of Mad Magazine. Like, we're all, you know, kind of coming at it from a very writerly standpoint, which I think, you know, you see in our podcast too, and sort of the discussions that we have. So I think that with all of those, you know, little details that led them to us. And then from there, you know, we had conversations with them saying we didn't want this book to be something that was just very like bland airport paperback kind of thing, fill in the blank, like, you know, color the numbers kind of stuff. Like, we wanted it to have personality. So, you know, that's where we got really creative with trying to make it, even though this is part of a larger series, making it distinctively our own. And, you know, Allie's a musician, so some of the chapters are like, write a Simpsons song. And I do Simpsons trivia here in LA. I wrote a, you know, chapter on that. And I think one of my favorite chapters is The Pathetic People of Springfield. So we got to talk about Hans Molman and Lionel Hutz and, you know, all these different characters. So it really was like a really interesting assignment to kind of do an even deeper dive into the parts of The Simpsons that really resonate with our particular fandoms in ways that we're not able to, you know, fully go into in our podcast format, because they are sort of like off-roading from an episode. So we got to spend a little bit more time in that world.
Yeah. So the topic is so large and vast, but then the having 100 things to discuss, we weren't sure if we were allowed to kind of just make it very obscure, trivia, heady type topics. We were actually asked to make it something that would be interesting to people that really know their stuff, mm-hmm. But also cater to people that are new to the show and maybe people that have always wanted to get into The Simpsons but maybe don't know where to start. So this could also be a companion to people that are just being welcomed into The Simpsons world. And so it was a challenge for us because we were talking about, like, you know, one of the things to do would be like how to make a Simpsons, you know, recipe, but the other would be who is Homer Simpson?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So how do you write a chapter for people that already obviously know who Homer is and still make it interesting? And so a lot of the book is meant to be kind of you pick the chapters that really speak to you as opposed to maybe reading it chronologically. But in those chapters that are at their face condescending to a true diehard Simpsons fan, we still found ways, in our opinion, to make them really fun and unique to us.
Yeah, it was kind of like a mind trip too, because we joke about it on our show, like, you know, Wikipedia will write the synopses in like these very sterile kind of like alien-like ways where they're like, Bart Simpson, Homer's son, you know, so that's where that kind of becomes a running joke in our podcast. But then also, now that we've done a couple live shows, we have those under our belt too, in addition to writing this book. At each live show so far, there has been, albeit a small population, but at least one person in the audience who, you know, says they've never seen the show before, but they're just here to have a good time.
Oh,
and that blows our mind
Wow.
Every time. And of course, we always have to point them out and, you know, kind of tease them for a little while. And that's fun, you know, because we're doing the live shows and we're like, this, I bet this is, you know, so confusing to you. But I think that also, at the time when our editor suggested, hey, do chapters that are just like, who is Bart? Who is Homer? You kind of roll your eyes because they're such global entities, and that, you know, if we have things that are bootleg Bart, bootleg this, like, surely the whole globe must know about them. But, you know, we are seeing the evidence that that's just not the case. So, you know, it's kind of like shame on us in a little way. But I think even with that, we were able to, again, inject our voice into those chapters so they don't feel like they were written by some textbook.
Absolutely.
It's still so weird to me to meet anybody who, like, does, how have you lived this long and not have heard
of it? I know.
We said this at our live show that we just had, because we talked about the auto show, which had Spinal Tap in it. And we were talking about Spinal Tap before realizing, like, no, wait a second, there actually might be some people here who haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of an inkling to, there was a desire to kind of, you know, razz on someone who hasn't seen it. But we presented it more like, no. Like, we have this gift of getting to show you this amazing thing. And we can't wait to help you experience one of the greater comedies, both in Spinal Tap and in The Simpsons. So the book, if you are new to it, we wanted people to feel like it's not this daunting thing. Like, for example, like, I've always wanted to get into certain comic books, but because it's hard to start from a beginning, or just because you don't know how, you kind of just don't do it at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in those ways, these types of triumph books of, you know, 100 things so-and-so must do before, you know, those fans should do, it makes it a lot easier to kind of enter that world.
Yeah, and I think that it also provides, you know, and what I think they get right, this is like nerddom in a nutshell, but it almost like challenges, you know, those hardcore nerds. And I feel like we did stand up to the plate in this regard of like, you know, oh yeah, I bet I know everything in this book, or I bet I've done everything in this book. And so that was really the fun part for, I want to say, both of us in like going down the deeper dives of like, okay, all right, but do you know about this character? Okay, all right, but do you know about this? And I think that that's, you know, really well represented in the book, as well as, you know, the kind of basic stuff. I just feel like overall the book is very kind and welcoming, and, you know, which, anyone that listens to our show know that it's not who we are at all. but we hope that people like it. We got a really good compliment recently. The foreword is written by former Simpsons showrunners Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein. You, of course, know them to be, I will say, golden age showrunners of The Simpsons. They are responsible for a lot of bit character actors making a very strong presence in The Simpsons, but then also episodes like the Armitage-Zarian episode and different, you know, episodes that like really changed the shape of the show. They wrote the foreword, and then just emailed us and said, well, he emailed me, but I shared it with Ali, that he's already started reading the book and he really enjoys it, which I don't believe. Okay, I kind of can't believe it. It blew my mind. So, you know, what a stellar recommendation.
No, Bill and Joss are the nicest guys in
the best
world. Yeah.
I really want to know, as someone who hosts a Simpsons podcast, what the research process was like, because in the few times we've gotten something wrong, we never stop hearing about it. And having that on a page sounds like a terrifying prospect. So what was that like for both of you?
Yeah, it's very scary. That's one of the things that I'm the most scared about to this moment, because that book has not come out yet, depending on when you're listening to this. If it is out, go get it. But I know that both of us were kind of struggling with where to get our research. Obviously, commentaries on the DVDs, the Simpsons 1 through 20 encyclopedia, the guide. There are many, many articles. There are a few things where I was quoting specific articles that are a thing where I've had to cite my sources since I was in college.
I know.
So it felt kind of bizarre to be doing this again, because when I was writing them before, I wasn't really quoting like places, you know, like the ones that like, you know,
Vox.net. No,
yeah. Or like, there are great interviews on Vox.com, and it felt weird to write .com in a book.
I know.
It felt a little evil and bad, but
that the book would get hurt that you were referencing outside media.
Yeah. But that is the reality, where there are so many amazing interviews and anecdotes. And for example, there's a chapter about Sam Simon, and one of the quotes about how his memorial service went was a Facebook comment, but it was one that was really touching and interesting, and so, you know, you quote that. But in terms of your question of getting things wrong, I'm positive we will. I've already found some things that are wrong, but that's part of life.
I know, it's part of life. Ali and I, you know, we've been, of course, like, we wrote this book together, so we've been very, you know, like, close in our communication as we've been writing it. And then Mike Reese's book came out semi recently, The Springfield Files, which is excellent if you haven't already read it. I recommend it just across to anyone. People have seen The Simpsons or not, but that book came out, which gave a lot of details that overlap with what I will say our book includes. And I texted Ali something like, oh, well, Mike already did it, so might as well just, you know, hang it up here. And we'd already turned in the manuscript. It was already done. And I forget exactly what you said, Allie. You were like, well, it's good because he wrote on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
Yeah, there's no way.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're writing it as fans.
Right.
And it is something that I think I've also talked about this with Julia, and we feel similarly of like, for some, talking negatively about something and finding the mistakes or the continuity errors in a movie or the ways in which a Harry Potter movie is different from a Harry Potter book is part of the enjoyment process. So to be a true optimist here, I think that we peppered in a lot of opportunities for people to have fun.
I find our book very peppery.
One, you mentioned your live show. You guys, are you coming like straight from Austin to record this one?
We are.
Oh,
yes,
wow,
we got in late last night. We are just... we are feeling it, baby.
Well, again, the book is called 100 Things the Simpsons Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Allie and Julia, where should we buy this book?
That's a great question. If you want to go to our Twitter, we will post where we will have a couple live readings, where those are mostly going to be local for Los Angelinos. However, you could buy our book on Barnes & Noble. You could go to an actual brick and mortar store, which I always recommend.
Yeah.
But we will also have it. It's currently available on Amazon. If there are any places that are local to you, though, that carry it, I always recommend that the most.
And, you know, if I don't know how this part of the business works, but if you want, you demand that it is represented in your local bookstore, I'm sure if you contact Triumph Books, they will happily accommodate and they'll probably think nice things about us.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. And everybody, check out Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. We were on it. If you need a good way to break into that podcast, I'm a listener and I love it.
Thanks so much, you guys. We're such big fans of yours. Aww. And had such a fun time doing our simultaneous crossover episodes.
Yeah.
I loved getting to do that and having you guys on ours. We really hope that you guys in particular like the book. It's obviously a little scary as Simpsons fans to share a Simpsons thing with Simpsons people. But we hope there's at least something in it that you like. So buy the book and find out.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll love it.
Definitely check it out.
Aww.
So thanks again to Allie and Julia for being on this shorter interview. If you want to find them on Twitter, their Twitter names are pretty easy. Allie Gertz is online as, guess what? At Allie Gertz. Her last name is spelled G-O-E-R-T-Z, and her first name is Allie, A-L-L-I-E, just in case you need to figure that out. And Julia Prescott is just Julia Prescott, and Prescott has two T's, so that should be easy to figure out. Follow them. They're great. They're funny online. I follow both their Instagrams. Also very funny.
Yeah, they're really cool folks to follow on Twitter. They share some Simpsons memes with the best of them. I like following both of those folks on the internet.
So to wrap up, we have some brief announcements, and we're going to put this on Talk to the Audience. We'll never stop shutting up about this, by the way, until they happen. So just to let you guys know, they just talked about live shows. We have two live shows coming up. It's going to be like, what, it's our sixth live show so far in 2018?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, just hearing about their live shows made me remember, like, hey, me and Bob are doing some. we have two coming up in October.
That's correct. So the first one will be happening in Portland. That's right. We're leaving the Bay Area.
Yes.
Mainly because I'll be in Portland for Portland Retro Gaming Expo. So come see me there, too. I'll be doing a Retronauts panel. But on Saturday, October 20th, we will be at Kelly's Olympian. That is a great little venue in Portland. We'll be doing a Halloween-themed live show with video clips. It's going to be a hoot. So check it out. The date is confirmed, but not the time. But we'll have all that info for you very, very soon. Probably by the time this goes live.
And just to be clear, in case you're not a West Coast liver, this is not like Portland, Maine or Portland, Florida or something. This is Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
The coolest Portland of all.
Yes. Prove us wrong, Maine. It'll
be like we're in an episode of Portlandia, Bob.
We can ask Bill Oakley all about that, maybe. So on October 27th, a week later, we will be back at our haunt, Piano Fight in San Francisco, I believe at 5:30 p.m., doing another Halloween episode. I think what we'll be doing is pulling random segments. Well, not random. We'll curate them, of course.
Randomly.
Pulling curated Treehouse of Horror segments and commenting on them, playing clips. It's just like the podcast, except there's video, and we'll be there, and there'll be booze. So it's all a great time, and I love live shows so much. They're like my favorite things to do now.
We'll see you at StacyCon 94 and in Portland or San Francisco. I even did the point when I said that.
And if you're not there, you better be dead or in jail.
And of course, this is all brought to you thanks to patreon.com/talkingsimpsons, which makes me and Bob doing this full time worthwhile. If you're not a subscriber yet, $5 a month gets you the episodes a week early and ad free, not just of Talking Simpsons, but of our sister show, What a Cartoon.
That's right. And all of our great patrons who give to us allow us to work overtime and do great interviews like this, no matter what time of the day they happen. We don't have a day job to work around anymore, so we can interview whoever we want to as long as they will pick up the phone. So other things that are happening on the Patreon at the $5 level, if you're not a patron, we have things like mini-series like Talking Futurama and Talking Critic. That's 13 episodes of Futurama in podcast form. We talk about it. We do clips. We do trivia. All the stuff you love about Talking Simpsons. And also Talking Critic, which is 23 episodes of Talking Critic in the same format as Talking Simpsons. We go through the entire two seasons of The Critic. It's great fun. If you haven't even seen The Critic, it's a great way to get into the show and become a huge fan of it just like us. And there's so much happening at the $5 level, so many bonus podcasts. It's too much to list right here, but we swear if you sign up today, you will be bowled over. You'll have to be hospitalized. There's too many podcasts for one body to handle.
And if I must mention one more thing in promoting it, you heard us talk about Josh Weinstein and Bill Oakley in this interview. Well, we've interviewed Bill Oakley twice before, and just recently we finally interviewed Josh Weinstein, but not about The Simpsons, but about the whole first season of Disenchantment, which is brand new. So if you finished the season of Disenchantment that's on Netflix, listen to our interview with Josh Weinstein, where we talk all about how the show came together, the cast, the other writers, the animation, secrets, teases of the future. There's tons of cool stuff just in that interview with Josh.
And if you like our interviews, there's about a dozen others on the Patreon, exclusive to the Patreon. So yes, thanks again for listening, and thanks if you're a donator. If you want to donate, thank you in advance. We'll see you on the next Talking Simpsons interview podcast.
Infotainment.